Let's get to our guest, Lori Heinel, Global Chief Investment Officer at State Street Global Advisors. Lori, it would seem like most investors have a demon in one ear and an angel in the other at the moment as they try to figure out what to do with their portfolios. You've got yields lower, oil down 25%, inflation seems like it could be rolling over versus, well, this is just a bear market rally for stocks, and the Fed can't really give the all clear too early because its reputation is on the line. So I guess the question to you is, who's speaking more persuasively in your ear?
Well, right now, the tensions on both sides are quite high. And so we've actually taken a posture where we're slightly underweight risk assets, but we're positioned so that we can benefit if we do see a little bit more of a recovery in assets. Because this sort of tussle between a Fed that's become suddenly quite hawkish, but not tamping down growth too dramatically is really what we're going to see play out over the last half of this year.
Are we going to get a slowdown and even a recession inevitably, no matter what the Federal Reserve does at the moment?
Well, we're already in a slowdown, so we've already ticked that box. I think the question of whether we have a technical recession or we have just a kind of earnings growth recession or whether we have something more nefarious is really what's on the table right now. And certainly the Fed's willingness to be very aggressive in tightening monetary policy increases the risk that this recession becomes a lot worse. What's good, though, is at least so far, the labor markets remain quite healthy. Consumers still remain relatively confident. And we actually think that some of the inflationary numbers are going to turn over relatively quickly, and that may take a bit of the heat off of the Fed.
Yeah, the Fed's in a really difficult position because it was the market leading for sure. I mean, the Fed was way behind the curve we see now. I mean, we didn't know it at the time. It was just speculation. Some thought they knew it. But then the Ukraine war happened, and that sort of reinforced it. But nobody could have known that would happen. So, but you know, it does put the Fed in a funny position. Its reputation is very important to it, and since it got that one wrong, it can't really afford to get this one wrong. And the difficulty with turning quickly and saying, okay, now the bigger worry is recession, it just makes it almost untenable.
Well, I think people maybe not give the Fed a hall pass, certainly, but nobody could have predicted the Russia-Ukraine war and the supply shock that was going to come from that. So in some sense, they were behind the curve, but it was also because there were shocks in the system that couldn't have necessarily been contemplated. But you're spot on. And that's part of why they've turned the rhetoric so dramatically to be, we are going to fight inflation. We are going to take this thing down. And so the risk of them creating a recession or having a recession be much more protracted is definitely increased. We still think that the data is going to start to come in a little bit more dovishly into the fall, and that will enable them to take a bit of a pause. But now we're really worried about 2023 because it takes several months for the increases in interest rates to really pass through the real economy.
Well, the other thing is that the fiscal side, you could argue that the lowering of tariffs, should that be announced, is, some people have suggested it's a bit like grabbing at straws, really.
Well, it's just not enough, right? If you look at most of the scenarios where we would eliminate even all of the tariffs, it just doesn't have a lot of impact on either the inflationary picture here in the U.S., something like 0.2 to 0.4%, which is hardly anything off of the headlines of 7 and 8%, and even in China, it doesn't give a tremendous uplift to their economic growth either. So even massive wouldn't be enough.
Yep.
I guess my question, Lori, has got to be here, as a CIO, where are you looking for value out there? And, what are you doing in terms perhaps more in a situation like this currently for your clients, where you're looking at wealth preservation rather than actually at accumulation?
Yeah, well, certainly one of the most important things we've been looking for is some diversification, because in this environment, neither stocks nor bonds have been good preservers of capital. And so holding a little bit more cash, having some commodities in the portfolio, including gold, which have actually held in quite well and participated in some of the inflationary pressures. So really looking for those ways that you can complement a traditional stock bond portfolio.
Yeah, the situation is, though, that a lot of people are going to quality and trying to stabilize and diversifying, but we're all kind of faced with this notion that once we get the turn, trash is going to rally a lot faster than quality.
Well, it may or it may not. I mean, against a backdrop of higher interest rates, some of the long duration growth stocks may still suffer. So we actually do like the quality trade because we think that that gives you both the sort of ballast, but it also gives you the participation.
Yeah, I love throwing these things out and then having the guests say, nah, you're all wet.
Well, maybe not all wet, but I just don't think that the meme is quite as straightforward as some would like it, you to think.
Yeah. The point is well taken. I mean, this is obviously a kind of difficult period, and it's a transition time. As you mentioned, the Fed will probably rather be a little bit late than early. On to China. All of a sudden, things don't look so good. You've got a slowing economy. You've got the PBOC withdrawing cash from the system, and it really was reflected in the Nasdaq Golden Dragon Index down 4.6%. Does China figure in for you?
Yeah, so China has, again, been one of those places where we wanted to like China going back a couple of years ago, and yet it's just been under such pressure that it's a place where we've been quite cautious. And from a strategic standpoint, we've been underweight. We do see some select opportunities from an active security selection standpoint, but China still has a lot to deal with. Obviously, the ongoing lockdowns, the concerns about, real estate can remain there. You've got concerns about, China almost being a bit more isolated. So definitely things that they have to contend with. I would say, however, for long-term investors, we do still think that China does prevail and maintain higher growth than the broader global average.
I want to just have a quick word on Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. Okay, we've got Bitcoin up at the moment, up above 20,000 again, but we've been fluctuating at these levels after a massive fall. Every day there seems to be a brokerage going under. The two things that people used to, the sort of Bitcoin cheerleaders used to say was, A, it's a hedge against inflation, two, it's a store of value, surely it's a busted flush.
It certainly is. And again, we've not been fans of Bitcoin. We've written extensively about the fact that we thought it was a very speculative investment. There really wasn't enough history to know what kind of correlation it was going to manifest in different kinds of scenarios. And we're seeing in spades the fact that it doesn't really have the preservation or the diversification benefit. So we're not fans.
Lori, anything particularly contrarian in nature that you can share with us that you like?
I'd say we've been pretty constructive on Europe, and that might seem a bit contrarian, particularly since the nexus of the Ukraine-Russia crisis is right on the door of Europe. And so what we are seeing there, though, is that Europe didn't have the same rebound from the kind of post-COVID relief rally. And so they got a fair amount of pent-up demand. They've been so far navigating the supply shock from energy, as well as could be expected. And we think that there's opportunity as we get a rotation into quality and value to pick up some interesting companies that attract evaluations.
Lori, thank you so much for joining us. Please join us again soon. Lori Heinl, Global Chief Investment Officer at State Street Global Advisors.